Good morning, mathematicians, and happy Pi Day. That's right, today is Pi Day because it's March 14th, or 3.14. Now, Pi is a very fascinating number. It's probably one of the most popular numbers in all of mathematics, and we define it as the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Now, what that means is if I take a circle and measure around the outside, or the circumference, and I divide it by its diameter, which is the distance across from one side to the other, right through the center, I would get the number 3.14159265535. And pi is one of those numbers that goes on forever. There's no stop to it, and there's no pattern to its digits. But speaking of digits, it does contain all the digits 0 through 9 in every possible combination we can think of. And every possible string of digits shows up in pi at some point. Now, if you think about it, there's lots of important strings of digits that show up in our lives on a daily basis. For instance, our phone numbers, our social security numbers, our birth dates, and of course, all those passcodes we have for all our electronic devices. That's right, they all show up in pi at some point, which means your phone number, believe it or not, is in pi somewhere. Now, it's been around for a long time. It was first discovered around 1650 BC in ancient Egypt. But the symbol we use for pi was first used by a mathematician named William Jones in 1706. He got that symbol from the Greek alphabet, and pi in the Greek alphabet is the 16th letter, which incidentally, p in the English alphabet is also the 16th letter. Now, Pi Day was first celebrated in San Francisco in 1988, and it was made a national, which now I believe it's an international holiday, first recognized as a holiday on March 11th of 2009. There are some famous people that have birthdays on Pi Day. You might know these two. The first one is Seth Curry of the Golden State Warriors. Probably one of the best shooters in all of basketball. He was born on Pi Day. And the other one was a famous mathematician, which I'm pretty sure you've heard of. His name was Albert Einstein. He was also born on March 14th. Some common uses for pi is we use it on a daily basis to design airplanes, to help us understand our own DNA. We use it to make the pendulums for clocks, and also to find specific locations using GPS. Oh, right, and we all at some point probably use it to do our math homework. Now, a couple other interesting facts are this. Did you know that 3.14% of all sailors are pirates? And also, did you know it takes 3.14 pastry chefs to make one pie? Which, on a day like today, a lot of people are eating pie to celebrate Pi Day, which is a good thing because pie today only has 3.14 calories. So get it while you can. So again, it's a fascinating number. Never stops. There's no pattern to it. It's a very well-rounded number, even though it's pretty irrational. And I could talk about it 22/7. But for now, enjoy Pi Day. Go celebrate. And we'll see you next year.